Last week we left off in the middle of the sugya about Zman Begitin. Maybe we'll start again just to tie up the loose ends because we left off in the middle. Start again on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, last week we left off in the middle of the sugya about Zman Begitin. Maybe we'll start again just to tie up the loose ends because we left off in the middle. Start again on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, number one, that you have to write a Zman in the get. It's a Mishnah later on. And our Mishnah doesn't really say that. That's a Mishnah later on where it says, Gimel Gitim Sulim Im Nisus Avlat Kosher. There are three Gitim that are possible with the Rabbanon, and one of them is Ein Bo Zman. That's on Pei Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes it over here on our Gemara. The Gemara quotes. And the Gemara on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, right in the middle, quotes that Mishnah from Pei Vav. Gimel Gitim Sulim Nisus Avlat Kosher. So one of them is Get Ein Bo Zman. So there's a Takanas Chachamim, that's what we discussed last week at length. There's only a Takanas Rabbanon, it's not a Din Minatar. There's a Takanas Chacham that you have to write this man in the get. Fine. What's the din b'dieved if you gave a get and it doesn't have any zman? So the get is possible, but if she goes and she remarries, she's still, even b'dieved, even after she remarries, she still has to get a second get from the first husband. However, if she'll have a child, we will not declare that the child should be a mamza. Ad kedei kach, there is such a thing as a mamza midrabba, but not in this case. Ad kedei kach, to say that the get is possible with the Rabbanon and she's still an Eishishish from the first husband to the extent that Avlad should be Mamze, Adik De Kach not. That's the Mishnah on Pei Vav, that they made a Takana the Rabbanon that he needs Zman. And then our Mishnah says, if the get is a Mugdom, so it's also possible. Mugdom means if he wrote an early Zman. Let's say if I write, predated. Has a Zman earlier than the correct. That's called head check is fakir.
Head check
is, you write a, that's a get mucher. That's a get mucher. What's talking to din a get mucher? Steht nicht in Gemara. Steht nicht in Gemara. That's what the Rishonim discussed. The Rambam and the Ran and the Balei HaTesis discussed it. The Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer talks about it. What's the din? I write a get today and I write this man from next week. So what's the halacha? So the Ran on our daft is quotes the Rishonim who discuss it. The Balei HaTesis hold that that's as if what if he gives a get to his wife and he says, I raise a get achlach alamed yom. I give you a get now and I want the get to be chalam 30 days. So it's chalam 30 days. So the Balei HaTesis assume that that's the same over here. If you give a get ma'uchar, that's the equivalent of saying, Harez a Gitach Lach Alam Yom, so the get will not be Chamin Atarim until that date. They're still married until that. Well, that we're going to have to learn now. That we're going to have to Chazer again now, the Gemara, to see how long the Baal is entitled to the Peiros. Okay. That will have to Chazer again.
It's an Eich HaGet.
No.
Harez HaGet until the Yom Lamed. No, it's nothing. Until the Yom Lamed is nothing. Let's say the husband is a kohen and he gives his wife a get lach alamed yom, and then he backs out in the middle.
So he backs out
and he's allowed to remain with his wife. She's not a grusha, not even a reacha get. The din is a kohen is not allowed to live with a woman who's either a grusha or who had a reacha get. He gave a get that really was no good, but it looked like a get, it smells like a get. The din of reacha get is a. Most Rishonim holds up sul derais, the din derais, that if your husband divorced his wife with a pasul get, so sometimes. Sometimes she's called the Grusha Lukan, even though the get is not good. But this case, the Mishnah says, is not even a Reacha get. That's the Mishnah later, that this case is not even a Reacha get. So in a get Me'uchar, if it has a later date, that's a Machlaik. Some Rishonim hold that it's kosher already now. The get is kosher the garish bone now. And it's just like a get. Shein bo zman, you have problems with the Rabbanon, because it has the wrong zman, so it's like a Mukdam.
You don't put on today's date. Let's say you put on today's date.
Supposed to put on.
To put on today's date, I give you today that's a get for 30 days.
Oh, that's normal, that's good. Tonight. You give a get for today's date, and I say, I want to get to be chal 30 days. Everybody agrees, a get is chal 30 days, that's no shaila. That's no Shabbos. Shabbos, he gives a get, and it has the date from 30 days, and he says, Hare Zegite, Hare Amagoresh is many, and it doesn't say what he means. Me'akhsho, Lachazman, Sataisa, Shita is, the Balei Ataisa is old. That's the equivalent of saying, Hare Zegite, Lachalamad Yom. And the Rambam holds not so. The Rambam holds that the get is chal now, except that it's Eimlo's man, has the wrong man in it, so it's a psul de Rabban. But the Mishnah, that's not discussed in the Gemara. Interesting. A get meruchar, that has a later date, that's not discussed. That the Gemara left up to the Rishonim. The Gemara only discusses a get mukdam. What's the case? The get mukdam. It was nechta bayom and nechta balayla. The get was written bayom. So the Sefer wrote, let's say the Sefer writes the get 9 o'clock in the morning, and then they don't get any Eidim to sign it until 10 o'clock at night. So by the time the Eidim is signed, it's already the next day. So that's a get mukdam. It has yesterday's date, and they're signing a day later. So that's the machlekes hatanoim in the Mishnah. That's the machlekes. The Tanakama holds that a get is no good. That's how we paskin. A get mukdam is no good. Rab Shimon says that it is good. Rab Shimon Aimer, that if it's nechta bayom and nechta balayla, it is good. So the Gemara had the discussion. Let's review again. The Gemara had a machlokes amarayim. Rabbi Yechonon ben Shlokish mepneimat tiknus man digitin. The last two lines on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. What's the reason for the takanas chachamim? It's not a din min haTorah. That's what we spoke about. It's not a din min haTorah. It's only with the rabbanon that he requires man and a get. So it's machlokes Rabbi Yechonon ben Shlokish. Rabbi Yechonon says that the reason why was mishum basa chaysay. Shema yechap al basa chaysay. We're afraid that he may love his wife so much that even in the case that she'll be mezane, he may want to pata her from einish misa. He want to see to it that she doesn't get killed. So I'll give her a get, shem ozman, and then when the bezin gets aid him and they're going to testify that she was insan, she's chayv misa, so she'll produce a get, shem ozman, and she'll claim that she was nizgarsha before, she was a pruya at the time. So in order that shouldn't happen, so they made a takana that you have to as much.
You see, we have to shush by marriage. That's why you get married under here. I'm shaming you.
Right. Because
you're afraid that they'll pull off.
Right. That's what Tosis quotes on the top of Amar Beis. You see that they made takanas to Rabbanim because of the chashash of Znus. So too over here, Rabbi Yechon also made this takana because of the chashash of Znus. And Rish Lakish disagrees and he says, no, Znus lo shchicha. Tosis says, what do you mean Znus lo shchicha? But the first Mishnah in Ksuba says they did make a takana the Rabbanim. Sulam Nisus Liom Arvi, and they should have the Bias Mitzvah that night on Wednesday night, and he'll see if she's a Bula. If it's Pesach Pasul, he'll come to Bezin the next morning, and he'll explain that he has a problem, and you're afraid that he's going to cool off. And she'll remain Asura Labayl. If he doesn't go to Bezin, he'll be living with his wife Beisa. So Tosis says, what does Rish Lakish say? That they never made any takanas because of his Nulus. The first Mishnah in Ksuba says they made a takana. So Taisa says two answers. So the top Taisa is on Amid Beis, on Yud Zayin and Beis. So one shot Taisa says is Znus be'edim u'bahasuro, that you're going to give Misa, Shemi chapa basachas, that's very lo shchicha. That's very lo shchicha. You're going to have edim in the bedroom at the time that they're mezane, and they gave hasuro, and they're going to come to Bezdin and give Misa. Einish Misa Bezdin, the Mishnah says that they rarely ever gave any Misa for anything, even for murderers. They never gave. Once in 7 years is surprising. Once in 70 years is surprising. The Mishnah in Ksuba is the first Mishnah that says made a takana that all the girls should get married for the first time on Wednesday. Znus is shriach, unfortunately. Znus is shriach, but not be'edim and b'hasra. That's one pshat Taisis gives. And Taisis has another pshat. Okay. So the Gemara says again, Rabbi Yechonon says the reason why the Chachamim instituted the requirement for the Zman, the date and the and the get isha, is because of the chashash Hashem Yechap al-Basa Choysai, then he may want to pater her from Einish Mis. And even though Bizman HaZeh, we don't administer any din in the Foshes, even the Gemara says the last 40 years before the Churban Bai Sheni, they weren't allowed to administer any din in the Foshes because the Bez Nogadol Begoldom Imkaimim, they left the Lishkas HaGozis. So why do we still continue to write this man Bizman HaZeh? Why do we still write Zman in the Get? If the whole reason for this man, the whole reason for the Takana Hashem Yechap al-Basa Choysai, so it doesn't apply Bizman HaZeh. So Taisus raises the issue a little bit, it's a little strange. Taisus wakes up on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. On Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Dibra Maschel, Hano Kol Islehu, the second half of the Taisus. Yim Taimar! Taisus wakes up. Man Damu Shum Basa Chaisa, Bizman Azeh, Lama Kosa Zman Begitten. Because even Bizman Azeh, he still needs man and a get. So in fact, Taisus Akasha, why do you still need Bizman Azeh? Yeah, Leid Rabbi Yechonon, yeah. Why doesn't Taisus ask right away? They should ask on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. That's what the Pnei Yeshua discusses. Why didn't Taisus ask in the beginning? So he has a whole arichas, a long arichas on this. He says, Li'olam, you can say, we have a klal of davish and minyan. Sure. Whenever the chacham made a takana that's made for a specific reason, even if it comes a generation where the reason really doesn't apply any longer, but the takana is still binding, you still have to observe it until the time that the Bezin will officially repeal that takana. So maybe Rabbi Yechna holds this takana was instituted bisman abayis when they were administering dinin nefashos, and the reason was shemi chapa basa chaysoi. And at that time, the reason did make sense. So even though Bizman Azet no longer makes any sense, so we should still continue to observe the Takana, the Rabban. So that's why Tosis, in the beginning of the sugi, wouldn't ask the Kash. He gives a Pnei, gives a whole explanation why Tosis only wakes up. So why is it Shver at the end of the sugi? So he gives a whole explanation why. Okay, so it gets a little complicated. If you'll observe. Right.
What if you don't have it, you're possible
to get? No, you're not possible
to get. Get Shembo's man is possible with the Rabbanon.
Children
will not be Mamzer. And children will not be Mamzer. Right, not. You're making hardships.
Yeah.
But once the Bezin declared that everybody has to write Zman and they get, so all the self from now, they got to write in this man. So they write, everybody writes in this man. Yeah, that's not a problem. So again, Sir Rabbi Yechanan says the reason. The reason why the Chachamim were prompted to institute a Takana of Zman is Shemi Chapa Basachos. And Rish Lakish says a different time, that is because of Peiris. So the Gemara says, Reb Shimon says in the Mishnah, the Tana Reb Shimon Baichoi says in the Mishnah, if it's Nichta Bayom V'Nechtam Balaylo, the Zman is written 9 o'clock in the morning, the Sefer wrote the Get, and he wrote Tuesday morning Zman. The Edom don't get to sign the Get until 10 o'clock at night. So at the time that they're signing, isn't it a get mukdam? So Reb Shimon says, no, there's nothing wrong with it. Why? So the Gemara says on the bottom of Yud Ches Amar Aleph, Omar Rove, the last four lines. My time, Reb Shimon. What's the beer, Reb Shimon Shita? Why is it that he says if his mom is written Tuesday morning, the Adam signed that, why is it good? So the answer is, Kosova, his opinion is, Kimon Shanasan Ein of Lagarsha, since the husband made up his mind that he's going to divorce his wife, so we discussed last week, does mean he made up his mind. Let's say he's been plotting ready for half a year that he made up his mind. No, he already did the Ksivis Aget. That's the first step. Hascholas Agerishin began already with the Ksivis Aget. So that's what he says. Kivin Shanasan Ein of Lagarsha, Shuv Ein La Peris. So it's the right Zman, it's not the wrong Zman. Tosis quotes a Gemara in Bava Basra. Tosis on the bottom there, on the bottom of Yud Ches Amar Aleph, Tosis quotes a Gemara Bava Basra Kufayin Beis. In parentheses, he says, Bava Basra, the second line from the bottom of the Tosis, Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph. The second line from the bottom of the Tosfos, so they quote Bava Basra Kufayin Beis. So the Gemara says like this: the Eidim, let's say the Eidim were at a Chasana last week, and they never filled that. They made a Kabbalah's Kinyan with the Chasan, and they never filled that Aksuba. They never filled that Aksuba. Either not allowed to live together with that Aksuba. Kashav Amaisa did it. They didn't. They didn't fill that Aksuba. So the Gemara says, if a week later, a month later, a year later, the Eidim remember. Let's say they have the wedding invitation. They haven't written that on the calendar. They remember that they attended a wedding. Or let's say they signed the ksuba and the kala lost the ksuba. They signed the ksuba, they gave it the ksuba, and she lost the ksuba. She left it in the hall. And at night, they cleaned it out, and they threw it out in the garbage. She has no ksuba. So what's the din? So you don't have to fall to pieces. You get the same two Adam who were watching at the time. They remembered just yesterday, a week ago, a month ago. They remember they were the Adam by the Kabbalah's Kinyan. So let them sign the ksuba, and they can write this man from last week, from last year. He's Eid Sheker. That's not Eid Sheker. That's this man. This man, when the Shiva Nechasim begins, was that man. They don't even have to write that we were at a wedding. They can write the B'Sheni B'Shabbos. Regular Ksuba, because it's the right man. That's how the Gemara says. Iyadisu, if you remember, Yoyma Diak Nisubay, that's what Tosis quotes from the Gemara. Iyadisu, if you'll remember, Yoyma Diak Nisubay, if you remember the date when you made the Kabbalah's Kinyan, they write that Zman. That's not a Mukdam. Even though we're signing a Shtar today and we're writing a Zman from a month ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, there's not a problem. I look up in my records and I see, that's when the wedding occurred. And I can write down the Zman from 2 years ago because the Kabbalah's Kinyan was made then. And that's when the Shiva Nechasim began. So Reb Shimon holds over here also clearly. Reb Shimon holds the reason for the Takanas Chachamim that you have to have Zman and again is because of Peiris. And he holds, that's number one. Number two, in other words, the Gemara says the Machlekes of Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish is only Alibi de Chachamim. Alibi Reb Shimon, Rabbi Yechon is also asking to Reish Lakish that the reason for the Takana's man is because of the issue with the Peiris, the Baal Lechol Peiris. And number two, Rabbi Yechon holds that Abal Leichol Peris only up until the beginning of the Maisa Gerishin. Maisa Gerishin begins with the Ksivis HaGet. The Get was written Tuesday morning, 9 o'clock in the morning. Stephen of the Adam signed it at night. The Adam signed it Tuesday night at 10 o'clock. Hakan Ayestacha Mugdom, they're signing a Get on Tuesday night, which is Wednesday already. The next day of Sphira, and they're signing with yesterday's Zman. There's nothing wrong. That's the correct Zman. If you remember what the correct Zman was when you made the Kabbalah Kinyan suited for the Halvor, for the Chasana, whatever it is, so you write the earlier Zman. This is the correct Zman. The Baal forfeits the Schus Peres right from the minute that he writes the Get, which ultimately is used for the Gerishin. If the Baal wrote a Get, and then he rips it up, and then he writes a different Get, and he gives it. So the fact that he wrote a different Get 2 weeks before, and he ripped it up, or he didn't rip it up, and later on he writes another Get, and he gives the second Get, so then he doesn't lose the Peres from the time that he wrote the first Get. But if he wrote the Get 9 o'clock in the morning, and then this is the Get that he gets the Adam to sign 10 o'clock at night, and then tomorrow, or 2 weeks later, he gives this Get, so it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya, the beginning of the Gerishin was with the Ksivis HaGet. So that's Rav Shimon Shita, that the Baal loses Peres. That's what Rava says on the bottom. So Rav Shimon, the Gemara says, according to Rav Shimon, everybody agrees that the reason for the Takanas Chachamim that you require Zman and a Get is because of the, in order to know the cutoff point when the Baal no longer is entitled to Peretz. That's number one. And number two, Rav Shimon holds that the Baal forfeits Peretz, Mishas Ksivis HaGet. But the shaila is, we don't pass like Rav Shimon. Yochid v'rabim, Allah kirabim, we're going to pass like the Chachamim, that if the Get was written
morning,
9 o'clock in the morning, and the Adam assigned at 10 o'clock at night, that's no good, that's a Mugdom. So the shaila is, why is it a Mugdom? Why did the Chachamim disagree with Rav Shimon? So that's the Machlekes of Yechon and Mishlokes. So Rav Yechon says, the Chachamim disagree totally on the reason. The Chachamim hold that the reason for the Zman and the Get, Shemi Chapa Basa Choysoi, we're afraid that people are going to get away with Oynish Misa, cover up for the Padeshis Ishiz Inso. And that depends on the Zman on the Sina.
So it would be good for Shem Yechab because not the Zman Aksiva, because the Zman the right is the Man Aksiva, no?
The Zman Aksiva, yeah. The
Man Aksiva was earlier.
Yeah, so that's no good. So that's what the Mishnah says, that that's no good. The Shem Yechapa Basa Chayse, the Gerishin begins with the Ksiva, but it's only completed by the Nesinus HaGet.
So until the Nesman later on, if the item says that she was Mizana from the time of, from Tuesday morning till Tuesday night, then she will, then the Zman will say that she was a...
So that's no good. That's why we pass
from
like the Chacham, that we wouldn't allow such a Get, right? If it was Nichta Bayom with the Zman of the morning, and the Adam signed it at night, so it's no good. Because clearly the Nesina is not going to be till after. Yeah, it's going to be possible because it has the wrong Zman. It's a Mugdom. And Rish Lakish disagrees with Rabbi Yechon. He says that to make a takon in order to give Einish Misa, Znusas, Lashchicha, doesn't make sense. He says the reason, Bein Rab Shimon, Bein Rabbanon, is the same reason. The Zman is because in order to know the cutoff Zman, the cutoff date, when the Baal is no longer entitled to Peres. But this is the Machlek of Shimon the Rabbanon. From what moment of time does the husband lose the Schus Peres? So Reb Shimon thinks that Mishas Ksivis HaGet, if the Ksiva was 9 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday morning, even though the witnesses signed it, 10 o'clock at night, the Zman from the morning is the correct Zman. That's the Zman of the Ksiva. That's called Nasan Baal Shanasan Ein of Lagarsha. That's the Hascholas Maisa Gerish. So the Baal loses Peres from that time on. And the Chachamim disagree on this detail. They hold, no, that's not correct. The Baal doesn't lose the Schus Peres until the Chasima. That's how the Gemara says.
If the Get was written in the morning, and there is no Zman till the night, when is the Zman?
No, the Zman is the daytime.
Or in the morning.
Or the Zman is in the morning.
Yeah.
There is a Zman.
Yeah, the Sefer wrote the 9 o'clock
Except
Zman in the morning.
It's not signed by the Adam. Right.
Yeah, the Adam didn't sign, yeah.
So when the Adam signed in the at night,
so that's
the
question.
They put on a date when they signed.
They don't put on a date. They leave the earlier date. So that's a shaila. Is that the right date or the wrong date?
So why would they sign? The Adam don't sign.
They're not supposed to sign. So Reb Shimon holds they're allowed to sign. There's nothing wrong. It's the right Zman. Like if they remember when the Kinyan, they remember when the Chasana was. They can make a Ksuva today with the date from a month ago. So Reb Shimon holds that the Zman is the correct Zman. The Baal loses Peiris from the moment of Ksiva. Not only from Chasima, from the moment of Ksiva. And the Chachamim say they're not allowed to sign such a Shtar because it's not true. The Baal only loses Peiris, Mishas Chasima. Mishas Chasima. And Rabbi Yechana holds it's in Gansan, not Ksiva, not Chasima. Rabbi Yechana holds that the reason for the Takanas Chachamim of writing Zman is because of the issue of the Znus. So it has to be the Zman of the Nesinus again. Not the Zman of the Ksiva, not the Zman of the Chasima. So how do you ever do a get? So how do you ever write a get?
Right before.
You write a get, let's say, 9 o'clock in the morning. You know, the Eidim going to sign it at 9:35. How long does it take? It takes a half an hour to write a get, 45 minutes. They're going to write the get, the Eidim going to sign the get, and they're right after the Chasima's Eidim, within a half an hour. Everybody's there, you're going to give the get. Right, so you assume that the Nesina is going to be soon after the Ksiva. Oh, the Gemara is going to ask that question. That's what we're up to. That's exactly what we're up to. Okay. That's what we're up to. So again, this was the Machloikes, Rabbi Yechan and Reish Lakish. Aliba, the Reb Shimon, who says that if it's Nichta Bayom, the Nechtam Balayla, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? It's Mukdom. The answer is not Mukdom. That's like if the Eidim are signing a Ksuba today and they remember when the Chasana was, they remember seeing the Kabbalah's Kinyan. So the Gemara Baba Basra, the Tosis quotes over here, the second line from the bottom on Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph. So the Gemara says, the Yadisa Yomidaknis, the Big Sova Yomidaknis, but if you remember this man, write this man from a month ago, from a year ago. So here also, the correct man is this man of the Ksiva. So Rab Shimon also has the correct man, so the Eidim can sign tonight, and the correct man is Tak in the morning's man. Even let's say if this morning the Sefer wrote it without his man. Sefer wrote the get in the morning, 9 o'clock without his man. The Eidim are signing tonight. They can write L'Hatchila this morning's man. They know that that's when the Baal authorized the writing of the get. They can put in this man from the morning. They don't have to put in, it's not that B'diyevet it's good. Not that Rab Shimon holds B'diyevet, Nichtman Yom Erech Melad is good. No, he holds that that's the correct man, L'Hatchila. This man is for the purpose of knowing when the Peiris end, and this Chus Peiris ends at the Shas Ksiva. The Shad is we're not going to pass like Reb Shimon. We're going to pass like the Chachamim. The Chachamim say it's the wrong Zman. So the question is, why is it the wrong Zman? So that's the Machlekes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish says a slight difference. Whereas Reb Shimon says that the Baal forfeits the Zchus Peiris from the time of Ksivas Haget. That's the Haskolas HaGerishin. Ksiva Lishmo. That's the first step in the Maisa HaGerishin. The Chachamim, the Reb Shimon, and the Mishnah hold, no, that's too much of a Haskola. That's a Haskalta da Haskalta. The Haskola Sagerishin is the Chasima Saget. Since there is a din, either a din Menat Torah or a din Medirabon, either you say Edi Chasima Karasi, Semenat Torah, you have to have Edi Chasima. Or according to Rab Loza, you hold Edi Mesira Karasi, but there's a Takanas Chachamim that you need, you're supposed to have Edi Chasima, sign the get. So the Edim signing the get, that's the Gemara of the Haskola. That's the completion of the Ksivas Haget. That's the completion of the Haskalah.
If it goes straight and there's no Hefsik, then you can say the beginning is the beginning. But if there's a time interval, a period of time, a day and night, and it's a different day, maybe then you say the last thing is the
I don't think the Gemara says that. No, I don't think. The Gemara just says like the Gemara says, according to Reish Lakish, what's the machlokes between Reb Shimon and the Rav Ma'ika Ben, here on Yud Zayin on the base, around the sixth line, seventh line from the top. Le Reish Lakish, Ma'ika Ben Reb Shimon, the Rabbana, what's the machlokes? So the Gemara says a slight machlokes. They both agree that the takana of Zman is because of Peiris. They both agree that the Baal loses Peiris before the actual Gemar HaGerishim, before he gives the get. They just argue, is it the Hascholas HaKsiva, means when the Sefer wrote the get, or the Gemar HaKsiva means when the Eidim signed the get. Ma'ika ben Reb Shimon Rabbanan, and for the Gemara, Peir the Mishas Ksiva, V'yad Shas Chasim, Ma'ika ben Ayin. Those Pashtet the Machlekes. Reb Shimon holds that the Baal loses Peiris, Mishas Ksiva HaGet, and the Chacham holds, no, when you finish the Ksiva, Da'ayna the Chasim is Eidim.
Protect the Baal, he should have the Peiris from the Ksiva to Chasima. That's why we pass it again. Because
to protect the
Balayla. So actually, the Peiris belonged to him till Balayla. So therefore, what do? We pass
protect
it again.
Pass it again to protect the Lukuchas. Not to protect the Lukuchas. She will Dilma Tarfa Lukuchas, she'll like it in. The Baal sold Peiris to the Lukuchas.
She wants it back.
And she wants it back. So she's going to take away from the Lukuchas, Shalai Kedin, based on this Shtar. So that's a Resh Lakish says that the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim and the Mishnah is a slight machlokes. Basically, they both agree what the reason for the takanas man is, and they both agree that the Baal loses peres at a date earlier, some earlier zman, earlier than the actual nesinus I get. They're still married. They both hold Kimish and Nasan Enel Lagarsha, Shimon Abba Alecha Peres. They just argue what's called Nasan Enel Lagarsha. Shimon says the Ksiva, and the Chachamim say, no, the Gemar HaKsiva, the Haile Lechasim. And Rabbi Yechanan says, not at all. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees and says, no, it's a fundamental machlokes. That the reason for the Chachamim is in Gansan different for Rabbi Shimon. Shemi Chapal Basel Chalisa because of the issue of Znus, and that has to have the Zman of the Nesina. So on this, the Gemara quoted in the middle, Freg the Gemara. Last week I skimmed over it. I was half asleep last week. So last week, the Gemara has over here about 10 lines from the top of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, how can that be? Boipche shamin aluhu. Aye, we know it's fakir. The Itma, we have the following memre on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the top. Right in the middle of the Amud. The Itmar. Ipcha shamin aluhu. We have Rabbi Yechem Eshlokish lech fakir. There's a problem with Rabbi Yechem Eshlokish lived in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. And these are Chachmei Bavli writing the Talmud Bavli, so there's always going to be a problem exactly what the Talmidim, there are different versions of the people saying over what they said. They had no mail, they had no regular mail system, they didn't have any faxes. So what did they say? The Itmar, Meimasai Matzin LePeres. From what point on is the wife entitled to the Peres Nichsimalug, that the husband is no longer entitled to it? So Rabbi Yechanan Amar Mishas Ksiva, Reish Lakish Amar Mishas Nesina. Yes. So why is it just the opposite? Because no one's paskening like Rabbi Shimon. We're not going to pasken like Rabbi Shimon. We're paskening like the Chachamim. So the question is, what do the Chachamim hold? So Reish Lakish, we just said before, according to Reish Lakish, both Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakh, both Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim hold that the Baal loses peiros before the Maase Gerushin. They just argued the Tchilas Haksiva, the Gemar Haksiva. They both hold Kim Shanasan Ein of Lagarsha. Rabbi Shimon holds Nasan Ein of Lagarsha is the Ksivas Haget, the first 12 lines, and the Chacham holds it's the Gemara, Ksiva, the Haina, the Hasim.
Why is that?
They both agree.
You mean to make him think it over that he shouldn't get divorced?
No. The Baal is only. We only give the husband the right to the Peres Nichsim Alug if they're happily married. Or even if they're not happily married, but at least they're married. But if they're already won their one leg out of the marriage, he's already holding by.
Before we said that if he changes his mind, it's like nothing ever happened.
Okay, if he rips up the get, if he never gives the get, so that wasn't called the Tchilas HaGerushin. But if he ultimately does give the get, then I say that Hachala HaGerushin began from the Ksivas HaGet. So Rabbi Shimon says the Ksivas HaGet, the first 12 lines, is already the Hachala's Maase HaGerushin. So the Baal already loses Peres if ultimately he gives this get. The Chacham is saying, no, it's not considered the Hascholos HaGerushin until you have the Gemara of the Ksivas HaGet, the Haina, the Hasima. So that's how Reish Lakish understood. So that Gosvold Gepast, if Reish Lakish would have said, Mishas Ksiva. So you can say Mishas Tchilas HaKsiva, Gemara HaKsiva. The word Mishas Ksiva fits in whether you hold like Rabbi Shimon or like the Rabbanon. That would have been good. The problem is Rabbi Yechanan says that Mishas Ksiva. And then the second Madama, Reish Lakish says, Mishas Nesina, that's Rabbi Yechanan's Shita. Rabbi Yechanan says that the whole reason for Zman, Shemi Chapa Basa Chayis, and he says the whole, and he said the reason for Peris is wrong. The Gemara says on the second line from the top, he holds, Reb Shimon holds the reason for the Takan of Zman is because of Peris, number one. Number two, Reb Shimon holds the Baal forfeits Peris, but Rabbi Yechanan holds that according to the Chachamim, everything is wrong. It cannot be, he says on the second line from the top of Yud Zayin Beis, Kasovar, Rabbi Yechanan holds that according to the Rabbanon, Yesh Lebal Peres Ad Shas Nesina. The Baal still has Peres until the actual Shas Gerish and Mamish. He doesn't lose Peres. It's not that Bein Reb Shimon, Bein Rabbanon, from the beginning of the Gerish and he loses Peres, they're arguing on the details. No! Rabbi Yechanan says, according to the Chachamim, the Reb Shimon, the whole thing is wrong. The Baal doesn't lose the Peres until the Nesinas Haget. And he holds that that's not the reason, number one. And number two, he says, that's not Bechlal, not the reason why they instituted the Zman and the Get. In order to know when, because of Peres, because of Din and Mamadis, he doesn't think that's right. If you're worried about Peres, give Zachanetz and write in a Zman, we should make a Takana Zman to take care of you, take care of the Lekuchas, take care of the Baal, Nishmachuyiv. Rabbi Yechanan claims the reason why the Tanoim instituted a Takana, you have to have Zman, because of this issue. That's the Besdin's responsibility to make sure that nobody gets away with an einish that they deserve, that no one should lose money. So gibs a chaneitzes. Anybody who makes a shtar should be careful to write a zman. We have to tell you to take care of it. You take care of yourself. And Shlokish holds no. You have to protect the lekuchas. The lekuchas were not there when the husband is divorcing his wife with a get shame bozman. So it's not fair to lekuchas. If Shlokish says they made a takana zman to protect lekuchas, and Rabbi Yechanan says no, they're not going to make a takana for dini momenis. The takana was because of znus. That's the Besdin's responsibility to see to that whoever deserves misa should get the misa. So this is the Gemara's kasha. V'ibcha shamin alu. He see that everything is fakert here. That was the kasha. That Rabbi Yechanan should have been the one who says Mishas Nesina, and that's what Rish Lakish says. And Rish Lakish is the one who says Bein the Rab Shimon, Bein the Rabbanu Mishas Ksiva. They just argue Tchilas Ksiva, Gemara Ksiva, which is the Chasima. They just argue the day, but they both hold Mishas. So, well, everything is fakir. So the Gemara says Eisen Astira Gluya. Gemara says Epech. There's no way to resolve Astira Gluya. It's a mistake. That's the Shaila. Which one is the mistake? That's the shaila. Which one is the mistake? So when we go back to the beginning, so, I mean, the first member is the mistake. Rabbi Yechanan really says Mishum Peiris, and Rish Lakish says Mishum Basachaisai. Or the second one is the mistake. Oh, so that's what. What does Taisa say? Epech. Taisa says Epech. Rish Lakish Shama Mishas Ksiva. The second one is the mistake.
The second.
The second one. So the Ran on the Rif says, you can never tell. When the Gemara says Epech, like someone mentioned, the Gemara in Beitza, the big Taisus has the Machlekes, which one is Epech? Machlekes, Rashi and Taisus, 2 days in Taisus, which one is Epech? The first member or the second member? So the Ran points out over here, if you look in the Rif on this Shtikula Gemara, the Rif has the Machlekes, who do we paskin like over here? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, do we paskin like Rish Lakish? Why should you paskin like Rish Lakish? The Gemara says that they voted. In the later generations, the Amoraim voted on every issue in Shas, and it came out that the majority of the Chachamim always held like Rabbi Yechanan, and the Halachas always like Rabbi Yechanan, with only three exceptions to the rule, like Yalkigam. They voted on all the disputes between Abai and Rava, and it turned out the majority of the Chachamim Paskin like Rava, with six exceptions to the rule. The Yudai and Lamed, the Yalkigam, there's six cases that we Paskin like Abai. So here also, they voted, the Gemara says in Achelitz and Yivams, they voted on all the Machlegesen, and they passed like Rabbi Yechanan with only three exceptions to the rule. This is not one of them. So why all of a sudden should the Rif? The Rif says we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. That the reason for the Takana is Mishum Basachos. Why are there some Rishonim who pass like Rish Lakish? So the Ran says, he doesn't get so excited about that. We're not so sure who said what. If the Gemara says Epech, you don't know whether Epech the first one, Epech the second one. So you can understand that some Rishonim hold Epech, the first memory is all fakir. And we paskin like Rish Lakish because that's really Rabbi Yechanan. The one who said Mishum Peiri is Rabbi Yechanan speaking, is not Rish Lakish. That's how the Ran says on the side of the Rif. He says he doesn't see what's the Pele, they paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. Everybody's paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. The other question is, what did Rabbi Yechanan say? Yeah, so how do you know which way Rabbi Yechanan said? So the Rif quotes, yeah, Ikamanda Yoma, the Rif on this Gemara says, there are those who want to paskin like Rish Lakish. Well, the Rabbi Yechanan call him, Rish Lakish doesn't like that opinion. They doesn't want to paskin Mishum Peiri. So they bring the Rif in the next Gemara. So they bring the Rif here, those who have a Rif, it's the top line on page 16. If you don't have a Rif, you don't have. On the top of Daf Ches on the base and the Daf in the rear.
No,
it doesn't have a rear.
Okay.
So he writes, there are those who paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. And that's how he thinks. You should paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. Dika man the Yama, and there are those who hold that the halach is like Rish Lakish. The Yama Mishas Ksiva. Why? Kidekai Malon, as it says on the next Shtikala Gemara. And he quotes from the next Gemara, we ran through it last week quickly. The din is that when a woman gets divorced, that when her husband dies, she's not allowed to remarry until 3 months go by. And even if the woman is 95 years old, and even if the husband was sick in the hospital for the last 5 years, and even if there was no shalom bayis anyway, and even if he was in prison, whatever, we know for sure, Elio, a navi comes and he says the woman is not pregnant. This thing more has the highest madriga. Even if Elio, a navi comes and he says the woman is not pregnant, still Allah requires that you have to wait 3 months, Gimel Chachi Avchane, yeah. So the question is, when do you count the 3 months of Havchana? That she's not allowed to remarry till 3 months go by. Do you count it from let's say the Zman, the husband wrote a get in New York on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and the get is not given until 4 months later. Let's say the get is sent to Eretz Yisrael, it's not given until 4 months later. So do you say the 3 months are up already? She can remarry the same day that she got the get. The 3 months were over already a month ago, because you count the 3 months from the Yom Ksivas HaGet.
That's how
our Girsa says the Yipaskin. Or should you say, no, Mishas Nesinas HaGet, you have to wait 3 months from the time that you gave the get. So that's the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. That's, we read through it quickly. Itmar, that was on the seventh line from the top of Yud Ches Amin Aleph. Itmar, there's a star there. It says, Mema Simonim Leget. From what date on do you start counting the 3 months of Chodshi Havchana? We want to know. We want to make sure that the woman is not pregnant. So the Gemara says they made it as a loy plug rabbon. They made it as a loy plug rabbon. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. So Shaila, what if a woman didn't know that she needs a get? She got a civil divorce. She didn't know she needs a get. Then she's going out and she gets engaged and she's holding by getting married, and the rabbi says he wants to find out, was she married before? She says, yeah, did she ever get a get? She says, no. He says, you have to get a get. So they take care of the get. The get was taken care of 2 days before the wedding. So does she have to wait Havchana or not? So Rav Henkin wrote many years ago, Rav Henkin wrote that you count Havchana from the day of the civil divorce.
Very nowadays it's...
Doesn't mean anything. Civil divorce, neither here nor there, huh?
According to her, she was divorced. If the whole purpose is divorce, in her opinion, she should divorce. There may have been a mistaken impression, but she was divorced.
That's how Rav Henkin held, yeah. That's how Rav Henkin held. And you count from the civil divorce. Very sure.
If she lived with a new guy already, and he hasn't been married, so what's the difference?
Well, if she lived with the new guy after the civil divorce before the get, then it doesn't happen. Then the
so what are you going to tell her?
You can't
get married.
There's a discussion about that also. What's a din? The din is an eshes ish is into b'shege. Is not asura labailush and not asura laboil. So this case, she doesn't think that this is her husband, but she thought that she was not an eshes ish. She didn't realize that she's still an Eishes Ish. She didn't realize that there's an Issa Lysinov here. So that's Taka question, that the Sfide Yesh has that already in Europe. Before the Second World War, that was not such an uncommon Shaila. So he has a tshuva about that, that there's a mokum bahakal about that. If the woman thought that all you need, she never heard of a religious get. She just knows you need a civil divorce. So she got a civil divorce, and then she was mezana with this, with a new boyfriend before they get married. So is that called an Eishes Ish, as in so amazing that she's Kishem Shasur al-Abal, Kach Asur al-Aboil? Or do you say no? Nishkin Issa al-Abal, Nishkin Issa al-Aboil. Everything is B'shege.
So what about Havchana? Would you have her wait then anyway? Now she's holding 2 days before the thing. She doesn't want to marry.
So Rav Henkin held you don't have to. You can count Havchana the 92 days from the day of the civil divorce. Most of the Rabbanim did not accept Rav Henkin's opinion. Even though there's what? Okay. Most of the Rabbanim did not accept it. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a kula though, in the following case. He talks about a situation like this. The woman originally, when she got divorced from the first husband, went to what she thought was an Orthodox rabbi. And the Orthodox rabbi, let's say, gives her some kind of hocus pocus. He writes, the first husband isn't there. First husband does not authorize the writing of a get, garnished. This Orthodox rabbi, for $750, he'll do anything. He'll sell his own mother. So he writes a get, and he gives the woman a get, and he says, Hariyat Mekoreshes, Hariyat Meperes, whatever. He pours water on the floor, tells her to walk through the water, Kriyas Yamsun, whatever. They do all kinds of ceremonies. And he gives the woman a ptur on an official piece of stationery, Bez Mesedek of whatever, of America. And he gives a ptur. So the woman thought, she didn't know what a get was. She doesn't know what it is. She thought that that's it. So a rabbi with a long beard and everything. She thought that this is the real thing. So Rav Moshe speaks about, so Rav Moshe doesn't like Rav Henkin's kula, that you can count the Havchana from the civil divorce, but what about over here, but there was a religious divorce, but it was mamish nothing, it's not even a reach haget, it's not, absolutely nothing. So Rav Moshe is mekel over here. Rav Moshe is mekel over here. He says the Gemara said that you have to wait 92 days, so the Gemara says, even if she's a zkena, and even if the husband is 100 years old, and even if the husband was in prison, and even if the husband was sick in a hospital, and even if Eliyahu Navi, and everything, the final thing, the Gemara has 15 things, even this and even that, even other, and even if Eliyahu Navi comes. So Rav Moshe says, Why didn't they just say that it's a loyplug rabbana? Everybody learns the Gemara. That's what the Gemara said. It's a loyplug rabbana. Feel the yavel yo. Means it's a loyplug rabbana, even though you know absolutely crystal clear. So he says, no, the Gemara never said it's a loyplug. The Gemara said, even this case, even that case. But even such a case, that you should have such a
strange
charlatan, a person, an imposter, claiming that he's an Orthodox rabbi, will make a gerushin that's so fallacious and so fraudulent, and I'll give the woman a tour. The Gemara never said such a wild case. So in such a case, there's no leiplug rabban. He says the Gemara never said it's a leiplug rabban.
This is even worse. You would say that this case is even worse.
No.
What do you mean even worse?
It should need a phone here more because there's nothing happened.
Nothing, mamish nothing. Yes, that's
why did you have to go through all these machinations? Why did you simply say she got a possible baguette?
Yeah.
She got a
puzzle
for one reason or another.
It has no
rational. All these other reasons.
Yeah, that's nothing.
It's not a gift.
She's divorced,
right? But then their question is later on, how long should she wait after that?
What would the din be in such a case?
That's all. I mean,
Pashta says you would have to wait from the second gift.
That's something the Gemara could have mentioned.
Yeah. There's even a machlekes in the Rishonim, the Rosh has it. There's even a machlekes in the Rishonim. What about the following case? The husband gave a get to his wife. The get was kosher. The first get. But because of a chashash laz, that people were mighty laz on the get, that said the names were spelled wrong, the city was spelled wrong, so they were machmer 2 months later to give another get. So that's a machlekes the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, whether you have to wait 92 days from the second get or not. Even though the first get was kosher l'mahadrim and l'mahadrim, but because there was a hitzos laz, so l'yesa says, on the chumra b'yalma, we recommend that the woman should have another get. So there, the Rabbeinu Tam said, you go from the first get. The first get was kosher. And the Ri holds, even in such a case, not, you have to wait from the second get. Because sof kol sof, the Bezin recommended the woman should have another get. It's not stam on her own. Bezin recommended she should have another get because of the chashash or tzuas laz.
So in this case,
the hakava chaymer.
Even in the interim, she got married to the second person. Let's say, tzuas laz came after 92 days. And then they have to give another get. But she's already now married.
I don't think so. The Moitzi Laz after? After she already married the second? I don't think there would be Machman to give another get.
Yeah.
The Gemara has a din of the Gemara has called the Bas and Isuin. The Gemara has, if the couple is married already, let's say a couple is married, a Kohen is married, and after he's married, they start saying, oh, it's Os Laz, that his wife is a Gusha, she's a Zaina, she's a Halala. So the Gemara says, if you have Eidim who testify, say, he has to get divorced, no Breira. But if it's just Laz B'Yalma, so the Gemara says, Kola de Basa Nisuin Loi Chashina. If it's a Kola de Kama Nisuin, if they say on a girl that she's a Zaina, Halola, Yoris, or whatever, so then we tell the Kohen, don't marry her, we don't allow you to marry her. But if her first he married her Be'ata, and afterwards is a Haitzuas Laz, just a Shaila from a Chumra Midiram, Laz means Eid Mipi'eid. You don't have the original item to say she's really a Zaina. So then call her the bus and Isu and Lai Hashina Lai. So the same over here. If it's just Lechumra B'Yalma, you don't tell a man that she's a Sur al Baila. You don't tell him to get another get later on. He was living with the woman.
Once he came back, he left the shadow. If he thinks she's divorced, either from the civil war or from his own get or whatever, and she lives with the new boyfriend, can she marry him or not?
That's a big shadow. So there are Chubas and Achranim about that. So some, the Sri Yesh has, unfortunately, it happens quite often, yeah. She never heard of the din of a get.
She got a get.
So that, some Achranim are Mekal. Ramosh also has a Psar Tshuva, he's a little bit Mekal on these things. And in the later volume, I think in the last Chelik of Ebenezer, Ramosh has a Tshuva, he's also a little bit Mekal on some of these din. So let's see again, we were left off, the Gemara had just to review where we're holding. There's a Machlekes of Yechon and Reish Lakish. Within Reb Shimon, we know what Reb Shimon holds, that the reason for the Takanas Man Beget is because of Peris, and the Baal loses his right to the Peris Mishas Chilas Maisa Agerishin. Chilas Agerishin is the Ksivas Aget, even before the Eidim sign it. So if it's Nichta Bayom and Echta Malayla, even let's say the Sofer wrote the Get 9 o'clock in the morning, he didn't write any Zman. The Sofer didn't write his Zman, and the Eidim are going to fill in his Zman when they sign it, if they can ascertain that this man, the husband tells them this get was written 3 days ago, they would write down the date from 3 days ago. He loses the payers from 3 days ago, and that's his man you write in, this man that he loses payers. That's the correct man. It's not just b'di'evit, it's kosher. Nichtmayam rechmalam. No! If you remember this man of the Ksivas Haget, you write this man now. But we don't pass like Reb Shimon. We pass like the Chachamim. So that's the machalek of Yechon Reish Lakish, Aliba the Chachamim. What's the reason for this man? So now there's a question, who says which way? Which way did Rabbi Yechanan say? We assume, the Gemara says, whenever there's a machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Shlokish, we pass the Rabbi. But you don't know which way is Meipa.
Yeah.
Which way did Rabbi Yechanan say? So
it's
the Rif writes over here, Ikamandi Yoma, there are those who
it's
pass.
It's easier to learn that way.
It's easier
second
to learn.
No, Rabbi Yechanan. The Rabbi Yechanan said Paris and the Shlokish.
Why is it easier to learn like that?
Yeah,
so that's the Shad, the Rif. So the Rif quotes Ikar Man D'Yoma. There are those who claim that the halacha is like Reish Lakish. So the Ran says, "Vosepes ma pitom? Why should it didn't be like Reish Lakish? Because they read Epech Faket, Epech the first version.
Yeah.
Anomen Aleph is Epech. So we're really passing it like Rabbi Yechanan. But Rabbi Yechanan said Paris.
Yeah.
What prompted them to read it like that? They were prompted from this Gemara and Yudches Anomen Aleph. So the Gemara had the machlekes me'ema saimonim leged. When do you start counting the 92 days? Rav Amar Mishas Nesinish Malam Mishas Ksive. Machlokes. Then the Gemara says, you go 20 lines down, right in the middle of the Amud. So the Gemara says, and how do we paskin? Final conclusion, Hilchasa, by the small letter base. So the Gemara says, Vehilchasa, this on Yudches Amar Aleph. Adaf Yudches Amar Aleph, in the middle of the Amud. So there's a tiny letter base from the Ayin Mishpat. So it says, Vehilchasa Mishas Ksive. That's what it says in our Gemara. The Rosh has an Arichas here. And the Shulta Gibarim has that other Rishonim didn't have this gear, so they had Fakir. But many Rishonim, the Mechaber quotes the gear, Sarifa, Ramam. The gear, we have the Hilchas HaMishas Ksiva. So what is this doing? And we asked last week, what is it doing over here? What has it got to do with the Sugya? It's about Havchana, Aron Yevomis, and Iksubis. It should have been a Gittin, but it's not. The Din of Havchana doesn't appear here in Masechas Gittin. How come this is over here? So the Rishonim say why? Because there's a kesher between these two sugyas, Mishas Ksiva, Mishas Chasima, Mishas Nesina. Has a connection that the Tchilas HaGerishin...
When does it start?
Tchilas HaGerishin starts from the Ksiva Saget, and what's the Ksiva? Fine. So the Rif quotes those who say, since the Psak of the Gemara Hilchas HaMishas Ksiva... So you see, that's like Reish Lakish, that everybody holds... that the Haskalas HaGerishin is the Ksiva, they just argue, what part of the Ksiva?
Yeah.
The Ksiva of the Ksiva or the Gemara of the Ksiva, the Chasima? But everybody holds, Reb Shimon and Achaham, they both hold that it's Ksiva. So they say, since the Maskanas HaGemara was Hilchas HaMishas Ksiva, so you see that over here it's like Reish Lakish, like the version of Reish Lakish. The Bein L'Reb Shimon, Bein L'Rabbanan, everything depends on Ksiva. Then that's what the Ikaman the Yoma says. Then the Rif says, what are they mixing together? That's a topic of Havchane. Havchane said, Ken Shine Zain, Ken Zain Tak Emes. Mishas Ksiva, from the beginning of Gerishim, Mishas Ksiva. What does it got to do with what's the reason for Zman? Maybe the reason for Zman is because of Znus. Mele, the correct Zman has to be the Shas Nesina, not the Shas Ksiva at all. Just because the Gemara Paskin is the Ksiva, what does it reflect on this Sugya? But that's the machlokes over here. When you had Epech, which one is Epech? We know we're going to pass him like Rabbi Yechanan. But the question is, which way did Rabbi Yechanan say?
If we'll give a time period, the time that it was actually written, the time it was going to have statute of limitations.
The Shmuel?
According to Shmuel, the get begins, the get takes effect at the time of Tzivah.
No, it doesn't take effect. No, the Gemara, Gerish, and the woman is only permitted to remarry when
after
you give the get. But we declare, once you give the get, I say the beginning of the Maisa Gerishin was, the Hatzcholos Maisa Gerishin was the Ksiva. And he holds that the 92 days, you start counting from the beginning of the Maisa Gerishin.
So how much time he gave? So he gave, if he gave
to
the
3 months?
If he gave the get to the woman 4 months after the fact, so
she can remarry right away.
So she ready to get married?
Right away.
Yeah.
Right away, the minute after
period.
He gives her the get.
Yeah.
He was ready, right, say the 3 months of waiting period. Yeah? That's how the Gemara says.
You have to assume that they didn't live with each other. Right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the Gemara says we assume they didn't live. We're going to get into that also. Are they living together?
Possum
of the Rabbanan. Yeah, possum. I'll get to the
get, and then he lives with it, has to rewrite the get.
Yeah, yeah. That's called the get Yosh. That's called the get Yosh. Okay, we're going to learn that.
Once the Gemara says Ksiva, you have to link, April has to be, that it has to be the first one is April. Because it has to coincide with the Mar says before
That's what. That's how the Rif quoted a group of Rishonim who said, "If the Gemara says Hilchos Shas Ksiva,
goes on the same thing."
So that stems with Reish Lakish that they both hold Ksiva.
Change the gears of Shas
Ksiva. Others, yeah, others have the Rosh Has and Gans in a different. No, and then the Rif Tain is what is the what's the connection? This topic with this topic. There's a relationship, but it's not the same issue. There we pass him Shas Ksiva. That's about the 92 days of Avchana. But it doesn't necessarily mean that over here the Zman has anything to do with Ksiva. The Zman could be the Zman of the Nesina because it's because of Znus. Yeah.
Which one is the halacha? Because of the Znus or because of the I don't know which Amandum is what, but which is the halacha?
Most of the Rishonim hold we pass him because of the Znus. Very strange.
That makes sense.
Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan.
It makes sense because they reinstituted this man, and it has to be because of issues. And because if it would be for Mumanis, why did you do it by Gittin?
Why not
they
by the
Mumanis? Why not all Mumanis? And since if it's Mumanis, it should have been by all Shtari Mumanis. So
all Shtari Mumanis, you need Zman if you want it to work.
Right, so
you're not going to have money. You won't know when
so
you owe the money.
The Chachamim wouldn't reinstitute something.
They didn't have to.
They wouldn't have to.
In a Starbucks, they didn't have to institute
right.
money.
So the only thing that
the landlord gives a lease. He says, when right. do I have the right to use the apartment? He's going
right.
to write a lease without his money.
Right, so
that's
why,
the right to clarify.
So why would they institute his money? It's only because of issues. Because by getting, because of issues.
Makes sense?
So that makes sense.
Makes sense? Yes. That it's not for Mominus. Makes sense?
Not, yeah.
But on the other hand, it doesn't really. Reish Lakish Atah Gut Tain is such a common issue. Din and Nefashis, they never gave Din and Nefashis. When did they ever give Din and Nefashis that they made Azat Takana that the guilty woman shouldn't get away with it? How often is it going to happen that a woman is going to get Nisa?
Yeah.
So last week we left off on the last line on Yud Zayin on the base. The Gemara was asking questions. So we had the last line. Amalei Rabino Lerave. So he asked the question, what are you going to do in the following case? Kasve, the husband writes a get. Boisve bikiste, he puts it in his pocket. And he keeps it. He's going to decide whether he wants to divorce the wife. He's not going to divorce the wife. Dima Faisa Tefayas. If they're going to a marriage counselor. So if he's going to give it a couple of weeks, a couple of months. If it's going to work out well, it's good. He's going to throw out the get. In Aznid, then he's going to give it a get. So what's over there? My. What's the question, my?
Is this a good thing? When do you go? When you go,
No. I'd left out.
Yeah.
See, we didn't learn for a whole week. No, the whole Hemshech HaGemara is like this. The Gemara is asking if the reason is Reish Lakish or the reason is Rav Yechanan. So how can you say that that's the reason? What's going to be in this case? It's not going to correspond with the one reason or the other. Yeah. So what's exactly the kasha over here? What's exactly the kasha? What does Taisa say? The top Taisa says, what if he writes a get? And he doesn't know yet whether he's going to divorce his wife. He's thinking about it. He puts it in his pocket, and then they go for marriage counseling, and a couple of weeks later he gives it again. So what's the din in such a case? It's the wrong zman.
Yeah.
It's the wrong zman. Normally, the sofer writes the get at 9 o'clock, and he finishes 9:35, and the eidim sign 9:35, and he gives it at 10 o'clock. Everything is within a matter of 2 hours, an hour and a half. But what if he writes to get today and he doesn't give it till months later? So that what did you mahil chacham takanos and what did you accomplish by putting in this man?
If he doesn't give it to it,
he's not going to give it till months later. So that's the wrong zman. So the Gemara answers, don't worry about it. That's very rare. That's not going
to
happen. A person doesn't write a get. The Gemara says, Amalei la magdiminish pura nusa ladavshe. People don't want to get divorced. The guy's not going to write, especially today, that you have to hire a sofer and pay money. Guy's not going to admit, he's not going to have a sofer write a get, put it in his pocket. Even if he can write himself, he's not going to write a get and put it in his pocket. People don't do it. You have to worry about it. Once every 1,000 people is going to do like that, so milsul l'shchicha, you have to worry about it. But what was the Gemara's kasha in the first place? The Gemara thought originally that it is a common, it may perhaps be a common practice. So what was the problem? Who is it a kasha according to?
It says both.
Huh?
Tosha says both.
So if you hold because of the chashash of znus, because it is nus, said this man, the correct man should be.
And he gives it to her.
If you're going to this man on the scene, but how does the sofer know when the scene is going to be? The answer is the husband, the wife, they're all here. the nesina is going to be within an hour and a half. Of course, the nesina is going to be now. But if he, but then I understand the kash. But if he puts in his pocket, he's going to give it. He's going to decide if he wants to give the get. So then, what do you accomplish? This man is going to be the wrong man. That I understand. What if you hold like the other reason, that the reason that the reason why the institute is man is because of Paris, and he loses Paris either the ksiva or the chasima. Reb Shimon has. So good, so both. Husband writes the get today, and he has the Adam sign the get today. The ksiva with the chasim, everything is today. Finished. So he lost the Paris already. So if he'll ever give this get, that will be the right zman. So then it's takanat kasha. If you hold, then if you hold like Rish Lakish, so this kasha is only if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan. That is because of chashash nus. So the top Tosis says. So the top Tosis says that it's a kasha bein linyus nus bein linyus Paris. Bein linyan znus, bein linyan peiris. Why? V'yafal gabdeliel, Tosis writes on the third line, V'yafal gabdeliel, omer ish lokish diesh labal peiris ad shas chasima. The Tosis is written backwards. Even though ish lokish zoktach, the baal, it's the right zman. It's not the, so what's the kash? It's the correct zman. Nothing wrong. What's the problem? The chari the kash is only if you hold like Rabbi Yechanan, that the reason for the takon of zman is because of the znus. So you have to have this man of the nesina. This man of the nesina means if they're all holding by getting divorced. But he's going to put in his pocket and decide later if he wants to give it, that's the wrong man. But if you all like Rabbi Rish Lakish, he loses, the Baal loses Paris from the time that he does the ksiva, either the ksiva or the gemara ksiva. He did everything, did the whole ksiva now. So that's it. So then there's no kasha, it's the correct man. The Tosis says no. The kasha is bein linyan znus, bein linyan Paris akasha. The Alpha Gabdeliel, Omer Shlokish, the Esh Labal Paris, should say in the negative, Ein Labal Paris, Ela Achas Chasima, not Yesh Labal Paris. Should say that he loses, for sure, he loses the Paris. Either Ksiva or Chasima, but by Chasima he loses. So what's the problem? So Taisa says, no, that's only. Kimish Shinosan Ein of Lagarsha, he writes to get, and he's holding by, he's going to give it the first opportunity. Yeah. But if he writes a get, then he's going to tracht zechibah. He's going to put the get in his pocket. He's going to think about it, whether he wants it. Is it going for counseling? He's going to think about it. And then a month or two later, he gives a get. So you don't, even al pidin, that taka was the trilos agerishin, because the get has to have ksiva lishma. So the ksiva was 2 months ago. So that al pidin was a trilos agerishin. But as far as forfeiting the schus peris, it's not called trilos agerishin, because he wasn't positive yet. He was thinking about it, whether he's going to give or not. Hacha Moide here, Ish Lakish would admit the Yesh Labal Peris Achas Nesina. Why? Came with him a fice at the fice, since he's thinking maybe we're going to work out our dispute.
Is that a day, 2 days?
The Gemara is going to give a little bit a date. Gemara is going to go a little later. The Gemara is going to give a Zman. That's how Taisus suggests.
He knew that he's going to lose the Peris. He'll never do anything like this.
No, okay. Then Taisus is not so sure about it. A few kashas, and then you look the last four lines in the Taisus. Nirali. First they write Pirush Bekuntris. They're saying that this is Rashi. Sam Rishana learned that this kasha on the top line, if he writes a get, then he puts it in his pocket. So this man that he wrote Teignish, it's the wrong man. So what good did the Chachamim accomplish by making a takone? What's going to be in this case? This man is the wrong man. This man that he writes the wrong man. So the Gemara answers, no, that's never going to happen. Once out of 5,000 gittin is going to lamag the minish poro nusel and apshi. Which meshugan is going to write the get months in advance? It's not going to happen. Don't worry about it. So what was this kasha? So first pshat and tais was the kasha was afilu reish lakish. The last four lines they know say no. Nearly read that this kasha, these two kashas, this one and the next one, is only the madam shem yichap, only according to Rabbi Yechanan. But if you all like Rish Lakish, it's taka not a kasha. He taka loses the Paris and the time is the correct man, then there's no kasha. So Taisus is not sure. Taisus has the two pshatim, they're not two pshatim in the Rishonim, whether this kasha is only Alibid Rav Yechanan or it's even Alibid Rish Lakish. Anyway, we have an answer. It's relevant for the next Gemara later. So we'll keep it in mind, this comment.
The fact that he kept the gift in his pocket. And it's
not certain if he's going to deliver it or not. Mm-hmm.
Does the get
still maintain
the concept of
stealing the smoke? Yep. Yeah. In fact, what if the Baal wrote a get, and then he's machlid bedaita, not he's clearing, back and forth, he's not sure. Machlid bedaita, he's not going to divorce his wife, he's going to destroy the get. And then later on he changes his mind and he gives that get. So that's a machloikis later. I think we may have discussed it once a little bit. Here, if you take a look in the Tosfos Yud Ches Amud Beis, Dibam Askel Shem Epiyes. That Tosfos really is, they explain a different sugya. But one, we're going to discuss part of it. In the middle of the Tosfos, they quote Lekamon Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis.
Yeah.
Lekamon Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara has a machloikis where the Chayza Megarish Boy, Reina Chayza Megarish Boy, that's the case. A man wrote a get for his wife, and before he delivered it, the get was signed, written and signed, and then before he delivers it, he changes his mind, behechlet, not that he's mistapik, absolutely changed mind, he's not going to divorce his wife, and then he changes again, and decides he does want to divorce. So Taisa says, there's a question what the psak is. Taisa says, we paskin chayzer megarish boy, that there's no way to pass. Taisa gives a mashal, and if his sefer writes a sefer Torah lishma, after he puts it in the Aron Kodesh, then he can change his mind that he does want it to be lishma. It's already written lishma. The lishma was chal. What do you mean? The Baal wrote to get lishma, and then he changes. If the Baal tells the sefer to write the get and tells the Adam to sign, and then in the middle, when the sefer is writing the get, the Baal gives a krechts and he doesn't want, and let's say he's not in the room with the Adam, he's in a different room. He went home already, and the Baal starts screaming, "I don't want the get! I don't want the get!" Then when the Adam sign, he just revoked the lishma. He just revoked the authorization to have no right to sign. So that's called Shalai Lishma. Before they sign. But if the get is written and signed, and then he changes Mahadamanzach, it's already Chalda Lishma. So Taisus reads in the Gemara that Chayza Megarish Boy. And they gave the Moshal on the Aflama base. Taisus gives that Moshal. And if you write a Sefer Torah and you change your mind afterwards, you can't cancel the Lishma once it's Chal Lishma. The Rambam holds not so. That we discussed the Rambam. The Rambam had the Girs in the Gemara. That when the Baal wrote the get and he had the get signed and he tells the Shliach and he gives it to a Shliach, that's the Rambam's Pshat in the Gemara, and he gave it to the Shliach, and later on he tells the Shliach, don't deliver the get, that does not necessarily mean that he backs out, he doesn't want to divorce his wife, he doesn't want to give the get now, at this point. He may want to give the get later, but the Rambam learns explicitly, the Rambam writes explicitly, what if the husband makes a declaration, I changed my mind, I will never use this get to divorce my wife. And then he changes his mind the second time. So then the Rambam says he cannot use the get, because he did cancel the lishma. That's a machlokes, the Rambam tells us what the girsa is in the Gemara. The Gemara says, gita gufa mikor miftel, or gita gufa mikor batel. The husband never meant to be mevatel, and he doesn't know, so it's going to be a michshol. So the Tanoi made an iser, you're not allowed to be machshol, the isha. So they said, you're not allowed to be mevatel. They gave Marcus Mardis, you're not allowed to be mevatel against Shloi Bifan.
If he was.
Sefer Torah is a bad mashal.
It's a bad mashal. Right. It's not related to anything. It stands alone.
After the Sefer Torah is finished, the Lishma is finished.
Oh,
but here, the Ksiva means the Haskalas Agerishin. So if you snip it in between, I said, the Ksiva is the Haskalas Agerishin if it's going to lead up to Gerishin. Results from their marshal from the Sefer Torah.
The get was written kosher and everything fine, and then he didn't give her the get yet, and he looked with her, then it's revoked the get, isn't it?
Again, what happened? The man wrote a get,
and he didn't give it to her. Everything is fine.
Yeah.
But then he lived with
her. Then he lived with her.
Then he cannot give her this get anymore.
Right, that's a dimmi de rabbanon. That's called a get yoshin. If he lives with the wife, then it's a get yoshin that he's not allowed to be megarish with that get. And even if you were megarish with the get, you tell him he should give a different get. Tell him give another get later. Yeah. Let's say the conservatives started a whole takana to solve the problem of agunas. They have different solutions. So one solution was, as someone just showed me the other day, aksuba. That when they get married, they write into the ksuba, normal ksuba. The only way you can tell it's a dead giveaway in the beginning because it has pliny, ben pliny, and pliny. So you write the father and the mother's name. Like by chsidim. They write that he's always on a kvittel. They write the mother's name. So by the conservative ksubas, they write the father's name and the mother's name. By the chosin and the kala. Otherwise, everything is the same normal. And then when you get to the end of the ksuba, then you have another 10 lines added on. So the added This all from their marshal from the Sefer Torah.
The cat was written kosher and everything fine. He didn't give her the get yet, and he looked with her, then it's revoked the get, isn't it?
Again. Now what happened? The man wrote a get.
And he didn't give it to her. Everything is fine.
Yeah.
But then he lived with
her.
Then he cannot give her his get anymore.
Right, that's a dimmi de rabbanon. That's called a get yoshin. If he lives with the wife, then it's a get yoshin that he's not allowed to be megarish with that get. And even if you were megarish with the get, you tell him he should give a different get. Tell him give another get later. Yeah. Let's say the conservatives started a whole takana to solve the problem of agunas. They have different solutions. So one solution was, someone just showed me the other day, a ksuba, that when they get married, they write into the ksuba, they have a normal ksuba. The only way you can tell it's a dead giveaway in the beginning because it has pliny, ben pliny, or pliny. So you write the father and the mother's name. Like by chsidim, they write, Davi's always on a kvittel, they write the mother's name. So by the conservative ksubas, they write the father's name and the mother's name, by the chosin and the kala. Otherwise, everything is the same, normal. And then when you get to the end of the ksuba, then you have another 10 lines added on. So the added 10 lines say also in fancy Aramaic, it looks like if you don't know what it's supposed to say in the ksuba, it sounds like it's a continuation of the ksuba. It just keeps on going, rolls on with more Aramaic. So it says, and they're going to listen to the bezdin of their of the seminary, and if there'll be any issues, And some of the ksuvas they have, and I authorize now a sefer to write a get in the event that the bezin will decide at some later point that I should give my wife a get. I already authorize the sefer now to write a get, and I authorize the shliach to deliver the get and the shayin. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik, when they had this 25 years ago, whenever it was, 35 years ago, when they first came out with this einfall, so Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the Rambam says such a get is possible in our Torah. If the Baal authorizes the Sefer to write a get, the Sefer didn't even write the get yet, and then the husband is living with his wife. If the husband lives with his wife in between the Tzivoy HaBaal and the Ksivas HaGet, then that for sure the get is possible in our Torah. Because if he's living with his wife, obviously he doesn't want to divorce his wife. So that's considered a revocation. He's revoking the Tzivoy HaBaal. No, this case is like this. If the get was written already, the whole get is written and signed, and then he continues to live with his wife, and then he gives her the get later. So minatara, that get is good, because it was already written. The get was written already. And that's what the Gemara calls a get yoshin. That's a psul de rabbanon, that the author lagarish beget yoshin. Shema yomru, the Gemara says, why? Shema yomru, gita kaidim lebno. You're going to have a get that has a date from a few months ago, and then he's going to give the get, and then she's going to have a baby. She's going to have a baby. She became pregnant,
with her husband.
She became pregnant from her own husband after the zman of the ksivas haget, before the time that he gave her the get. There's a mutter. She didn't do anything wrong. She didn't know that he had a get written for her. So she became pregnant with a baby. Then he divorces her while she's pregnant, and she's going to have a baby later. So people will say, they're going to look at the zman and the get. They're going to see the zman is from before, more than 9 months ago. This man is going to be from before the time that she became pregnant. So they're going to say that the girl was a putza. People may say that the get was given before she became pregnant, and the vlad is not a mamzer. But there was an act of priests, and it's really not true. It's not gita kaitim lebenot. The get was not given until after she became pregnant. So because of that chashash, that's what the Gemara says. Because of that chashash, so he said that also lagarish beget yoshin. But that's only with the rabbanon. Get yoshin means the get was written already, written and signed, and the husband continues to live with his wife. He's bo'aleo, he's nisyachet, the loshon in Mishnah is nisyachet, it's the loshon nikiyah. It means bo'aleo, in between the ksivas haget and the nesina. But if it's bo'aleo, the Rambam writes, if it's bo'aleo, in between the tzivoy habal, before the ksivah, then the Rambam adds on, then it's possible in our Torah, because he's revoking his tzivoy habal, he's revoking the authorization. So that's what the conservatives originally started. That was the first takana, to solve the aguna problem. That they should write into the ksuba, into the text of the ksuba, that he's already appointing a shliach l'ksivas haged before he even got married. That's the chamamish adavish l'abaliyon. But under the chuppah, he gives her this document, so he's again memana de shliach. He says, whatever it says there, that's what I want. He doesn't know exactly what it says. So it says he's memana shliach, the second after he got married, before he's even living with his wife. So that the Rambam says would be a pasul haget benatar. So let's go back again. So the top line on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. So the Tosfos had two pshat in what the kasha was. If the husband writes a get today and he puts it in his pocket, and he's going to decide in the coming weeks and months whether he wants to divorce his wife or not, and then he's going to give it later. So the Gemara says, Gevald, what do you accomplish by instituting a Zman Begitin? It's not going to be the right Zman. The Gemara says, don't worry, it's not going to happen. Once in 5,000 cases, you don't have to worry about it. What exactly was the kasha? Again, so one pshat in Tosis was that the kasha was Afilo Alibe Reish Lakish, is also a kasha because that's not called Kimish Shanasan Abalein of Lagarsha. If he's not sure if he wants to divorce her yet, so that's not called, it's only called Nasanen of Lagarsha if he did Ksivis Aget, Vachasimis Aget, and if she would be here, he would give it a get, just waiting to find her. But if he's going to think it over, that's not called the Haskolas Agerish and Beneget to this Dinder Abonim, a forfeiting payers. And then the final pshat in Taisis was no, they think that the whole kasha is only Alibid Rabbi Yechanan because of his nus. According to Rish Lakish, there's Takano kasha, it would be the correct Zman. Then the Gemara asks the next kasha, on the third line on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Amale Rabin Le Ravashi, have another kasha. What about a get that's sent long distance from one community to the other? Gitna Boim Medina Sayam. Obviously, the get is written way before the time of the Nesinim. And you know in advance that it's going to be a big gap. It's going to take, today they go by plane, but years ago they went by boat. It would take months, it would take a half a year. So why did the Chachamim insist that you should write this man? Abderrabba, it's a kilku. Not only is it meaningless, it's going to throw you off. The people are going to think, oh, they're going to look Azman is Azman. It's better not to write Azman. So you'll know that it's ain't Bozman. You have Azman, the people are going to think that's Azman, and it's absolutely wrong. It's in Gansan the wrong Azman. It's way before. Yeah. That's the Azman from way before. Omnir Abdin Rash, Gita Bamdin Sayam, the Michtavi Benissen. The get is written in the month of Nisan, and you say it's a Tiknu's man, you got to write this man. The get is not delivered until Tishrei. They're writing of this man as Mekalkal. They're throwing people off. So what's exactly the kasha over here? According to whom is the kasha? So according to Rabbi Yechanan, again, 2 days. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it's certainly a kasha. Rabbi Yechanan says the whole idea of this man is to know this man of this news. So Zavare, it's Zavare Agut Kasha. That what? But Rashi says on Rashi says here, Ma'achol Matakanos and Beilinyan Peres Beilinyan's Nus. Rashi says that this Kasha is according to both. Why is it a Kasha according to Peres? Why is it a Kasha if you all the Peres is the right man? So Taisus wants to patch up the Rashi. So Taisus writes, When did Reb Shimon and Reb Shlokish say Kimishanos on Abala Ein of Lagarsha? If it's Otot, within a day or two right away. But if he writes the get now, and he knows it's going to take months till they're going to give over the get. He knows it's going to take a couple of months. So then it's not called Tchilos HaGerishin. Al Pi Halacha, strictly speaking, on the level of the rice, it is the Haskolos HaGerishin. Huh?
He doesn't want to look
at it. The din there right is that it is the Tchilos HaGerishin because he needs Tzibah Bishma. But to say Benegir to this din der Abanam that he loses pairs, that's called Tchilos HaGerishin. He knows it's going to take a few months till a get is going to reach. And that's what Tosis was Miyash of the Rashi, why Rashi held that the Kasha is Afil Alibi Reish Lodesh. But in the end of the Tosis, they think that it's easier to say that the Kasha is only Alibi the Rabbi Yechon. Okay. That is because of his news. So that, I'll call upon it, but that was the Kasha. Why do we still insist this man is there? Why do we write this man if we know in advance it's going to be the wrong man? We write this man, and we know it's going to take 6 months till we're going to deliver the gift. So why do you write this man? Shem Besa, not to write this man. Yeah, you write this man, you're throwing everybody off. And for the Gemara name, Omalei, so Ravashi answers Ravina's Kasha. Hano, in these cases, all the cases of Gitin, Haboim, and Medina Sayam, Gitin is in the plural. All the Gitin, Haboim, and Medina Sayam, all the Gitin that are sent by mail, and it takes months, Hano, all these cases, Kali is Lahu. What does that mean?
People
know about it. So Taisus says, Taisus gives an umph into the Gemara. When the Eidim is, when they're going to, before you give the get to the Isha, so you have to read the get. Before you're about to give the get, you have to read it. Let's say the Baal is going to give a get, the Baal already wrote a get, the Shliach comes from Amdina Sayam, he comes with a get. You give the get, you don't read it, so how do the Eidim know that this is a get? Maybe it's a New York Times. How do they know? Maybe it's a Megillah Sester. So of course you have to read the get and show that there's only one piece of paper. He can write a, read a get and give a different piece of paper. You have to show there's only one piece and this is it and this is they read the get. So the Edom have to know. So when they're going to read the get, the Edom are going to see that it has the wrong Zman. It's going to alert the Edom, it's going to bring their attention to the fact that they're going to have to remember that the Zman that's written is the wrong Zman. If the get wouldn't have any Zman, if you're going to say like this, look, I'm writing the get now, it's not going to be delivered for another couple of months, so why bother to write any Zman? Makes sense. Why bother to write? That was the Gemara's kasha. What do you write this Zman? It's going to be the wrong Zman. Then when they're going to give the get, they're going to read, has no Zman. And they realize it has no Zman because it was written a long time ago. Then they may not remember later what the exact date. Well, they're going to remember vaguely within the period of a couple of months. They'll remember when the get occurred. But if it's going to have the wrong Zman, this will bring
them.
Right. It'll make an impression. So they'll remember. They'll have to write down a Maisa Bezna or something to keep a record of when the correct Zman is. That's how Tesis learns the answer. I know by writing this Zman, this will draw attention to the fact that it's given on a different
date. It has to be written to the date of the writing of the
gift. Yeah.
Come back to the question. Why not write the gift? Why not write the date of the gift? You're afraid that you're going to confuse people 3-4 months down the road?
Why not write
the date at... You ask the question.
As in the scene.
You have to get 3-4 months down the road.
So what do you accomplish?
You have to write the date of the casino. Has to be on the gift. Why have the gap from the time you write it to the time of the Nesina without writing the date?
No, that was a takara that you write this man of the Ksiva. So the kasha was you shouldn't write any date there because the writing of the date there is going to throw people off. It's going to confuse people.
You don't need any date.
The whole need for Zman is only Midrabana. What they need Zman for? Because of Paris, because of Znus. But if it's going to throw people off, Shem Besa, leave it on a Din
D'Oraisa. So that man, the Omer, you'll never have to date the get.
In this case, what I know in advance is going to be a few months. It's going to be a long Zman.
If the Shliach is the Baal, whether the woman Shliach, because it's Shliach Kabbalah, then the Zman is good, because then she gets divorced immediately.
Right away. Yeah.
It
means that you know in advance there's going to be a long gap in between. That's right.
Right. Or if it's his Shliach, then
yeah, the problem. Yeah, that was the kasha. If you know it's going to take a long time, so why did you make a takana there? Leave it on a Din D'Oraisa. It's better. So the Gemara answers, no, this will draw attention to the fact that it's the wrong Zman. So the Eidim will remember better.
Good morning, Mr. Sakin, that you should write this month later.
You can write this man on a p'tur. That's what we do. Okay. The Bezin gives a p'tur 5 months later, 6 months later. I write in the p'tur what the correct man on the scene is.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Rely on the memory.
Okay. How about it's better not to rely on the memory. They can forget. So you write it in the p'tur.
If it is the Dina Sayyam, the Shaliach, I believe, to be able to say the Kunai Nichta,
okay.
Therefore, this would decrease the element of question.
This should decrease the element of
confusion as to when and where it was written.
So no confusion. We know when it was written, but the question is, when was the Nesina? When was the Nesina? So the Nesina does not correspond to the date in the get. So that's the Gemara's kashma. The whole need for Zman in the get is only with the Rabbanon. Why? To clarify things. Here you write Zman. You're throwing everybody off. You're confusing everybody. So Shem Besa not to write Zman here. That was the kashma. The Shliach is going to say b'fon anechtam t'vim mevar that it was written in Shema. That's a different aspect. And then it's not mezuyah. Fine, that it's not a forgery. That it's authentic. But still, the kasha was, why do you write the wrong Zman? You're going to cause confusion. So the answer was given. No. So the answer was given that it's going to help. Ultimately, it's going to help. Okay.
Common means public knowledge.
Okay.
Satan will be alerted. This is called
Kula. That's how Tesis learns. Mm-hmm. So they read Kula. Usually Kula means public knowledge. That's right. Yeah. It's a different view. Poshim Shah Nigmar is not like this. Poshim Shah means everybody will know not to rely on this man. It doesn't mean anything. That it doesn't mean anything. That this man doesn't mean anything. So then what do you need it for if it doesn't mean anything? Tesis has to make it know that it does mean. Adirab makes it better. Okay. Okay. Oh, we're up to the next Gemara. Oh. Okay. Believe that next week we'll have to continue, right? Shavuos. Okay, believe that. Parshas Bamidbar, the Torah tells us that the function of the Leviim was to assist the Kohanim. It says Bamidbar, Nosa, in order to assist the Kohanim. The function of the Kohanim is to take care of the Karbonis, and the function of the Leviim is to assist the Kohanim. Rav Meir Simcha has in his Sefer Meshech Chochma and Chumash a very interesting comment. He points out that the Gemara has a din that not only do Tefillin have a Kiddusha, the Mezuzah has Kiddusha, even the Mezuzah cover also has a Kiddusha. The Tefillin Zekel, or the mental of the Sefer Torah also has Kiddusha. That's the status of Tashmishe Kiddusha. But what if you have something which is Tashmish to Tashmish? It's twice removed from the Gufa Kiddusha, let's say the Oren Kodesh. The Oren Kodesh holds the Sefer Torah. The Oren Kodesh doesn't only protect the mentala. The mental is once removed from the Sefer Torah. The Aron Kodesh protects the whole Sefer Torah. So the whole Aron Kodesh is a Tashmish Kedusha. But what about the Paroches in front of the Aron Kodesh? So the Gemara says that, strictly speaking, the Paroches in front is just to protect or to beautify the Aron Kodesh, which is once removed from the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says, strictly speaking, the Paroches in the front of the Aron Kodesh is Tashmish to Tashmish, is twice removed, and it does not have the status of Tashmishi Kedusha. The Gemara says in Megillah that the reason why Bismana Gemara, they assumed that it did have the status of Tashmishi Kedusha, was because it was a Dovah Kavua that when they lay in Kriyas HaTorah on the Shulchan, if there was no cover for the Shulchan, they would take off the Parochas, and it was Kavua like that, not Stam, that if you don't have a cover, so you take a Talis and you put it down. So my Talis doesn't become a Tashmishi Kedusha if I just put it Dikroi. But this was a Kavua like that, that whenever there's no cover on the Shulchan, they would take down the Parochas. Bismana said that we no longer have such a practice. We never take down the Parochas to put it on top of the Shulchan for the purpose of Kriyas HaTorah. So the later Paschim say that Taka Bismana said it's only Tashmish to Tashmish. It does not have the status of Tashmish Kedusha. That's why in Europe, in many communities, the minig was that they used to use the Parochas to shtel a chuppah. They used to use it for the chuppah. Are you not allowed to use Tashmish Kedusha for other purposes, even though it's a mitzvah to get married, but still, it's not the Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. So why don't you use a talis? What are you using a parochas for? So the Paschim point out, because Bizman is there, we assume that the parochas no longer has the status of Tashmishi, it's only a Tashmish and Tashmish. So Rav Meir Simcha points out in the Sefer, in the beginning of Bamidbar, where did the Gemara get this notion from? Where did they get this Einfall from? The Tashmish doesn't have any Kedusha. So he says, the mocker is from the whole institution of Kohanim and Levim. He says, the function of Kohanim is that they should be mishamish the Karbonis. The Karbonis have Kedusha's Karbonis. So the Kohanim have Kedusha because they are mishamish the Karbonis. The Levim are mishamish the Kohanim who are mishamish Karbonis. So he says, the Levim have no Kedusha. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ditchev has a sefer that's called Kedusha's Levi. So he denies the existence of Kedusha. Meir Simcha denies there is no such thing as Kedusha's Levi. There is no such thing. The Shevet Levi. There's no such thing as Kedusha's Levi. There's never such a thing. How do you know maybe there is a Kedusha's Levi? I mean, Ezra, who says? So he says, because all the restrictions are only a Kohanim. A Kohen is not allowed to be Metamil Mason. A Kohen is not allowed to marry Gusha Zavar Chalolo. The Levim have no restrictions at all. The Kohanim are supposed to have the mitzvah of eating truma. They have to eat it b'tahara. The Levim are permitted to eat Maisa Rishon b'tuma. The Pasuk says in the end of Koirach, V'chaltam osa b'chol mokoim, so the Chachamim have a comment, afilu b'beis ha'kvoris. The Levim are permitted to eat the Maisa b'chol mokoim, afilu b'beis ha'kvoris. There's nothing wrong with eating it b'tuma. There are no restrictions for the Levim. They're not restricted in their private lives, and they're not restricted at all regarding eating of the Maisa Rishon. So he says he understands this to indicate, as an indication, that there's not such thing as Kedusha's Levi or Bechla, there's only Shevet Levi, and that's why there's no Kedusha on the Maisa Rishon, because it's Tashmish to Tashmish. The whole institution of Levi is a Tashmish to Tashmish. It's twice removed from the Karbonis. The Kohanim are once removed from the Karbonis, so they have the status of Tashmishi Kedusha. That's Rav Meir. The Or Sameach has a Sefer on Chumash that he wrote when he was 17 years old. The Meshe Chachma. The Meshe Chachma disagrees with the whole idea of Kedush HaSlegis. So it's a Harifus, but the Pashtus is that we usually assume that it's not so. We usually assume that there is such a thing as the Kedush HaSlegis, and the Pashtus is that the Gemara has the Tashmish, the Gemara says
nothing
does not.
Nothing.
Yeah, I think it's completely cool. But we assume that there is such a thing because the Gemara says contradictory memories. The Gemara says that if you look through Tanakh, B'chof Talad V'Kamis Nikru Kohanim Levim. There are 24 places in Tanakh. You got to go mish the pages. The 24 pages places in Tanakh where it says Levim, and it's really referring to Kohanim. So in other words, Kohanim are also Levim. And then you have other places where the Halacha says, you need Dapka, Levi, and Nishkin Koyim. That a Levi is Nishkin Koyim. So which is it, L'marshal? Maaseh Rishon. Maaseh Rishon you give to a Levi. Can you give Maaseh Rishon to a Koyim? You say, Yesh B'chol Masai Mona. A Koyim is a Levi also. So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. In the second parak in Ksubas, the Gemara has a Machlokes of Akiva, Rav Loza, and Azariah. Are you yotze the mitzvah deraisa if you give maaseh rishon to a koyin or not? The Rambam paskens not. The Rambam paskens menatar in the beginning of Perek Aleph and Hilchos Maaseris. The Rambam halacha gimel, I think. The Rambam writes you're only yotze the mitzvah deraisa of maaseh rishon if you give it to a levi. If you give it to a koyin, you're not yotze. The Gemara says that Ezra penalized the Levi'im that you can be yotze if you give it to a Kohen also. That was part of the penalty, but on the level of the Raisa, before the Knas of Ezra, that's how the Raman Paskins, before the Knas...
8245 Beverly Road, there's a follow meeting for Lakewood Yeshiva, and Rabbi Kotel is going to be there tomorrow night. Anyone who wants it, Mr. Schoenberg is there, give me the address.
The Medrash says that they still have it.
Yeah. Even though they can't...